Veera, we discussed. Kamsa took his shield and sword. Krishna jumped up on that stage where Kamsa was sitting. And Kamsa attacked. And Krishna was, he didn't have any weapon in hand. He was bare hand. And Krishna is avoiding those. Kamsa is attacking him. And Krishna is avoiding those attacks. And then finally Krishna got some chance and he just slapped him. So how do you feel, Veera Ras? Rodra, anger. Krishna got very angry when Mother Yashoda dropped him. Krishna was happily drinking his mother's milk, and then all of a sudden Mother dropped him from her lap. She had to go and watch the boiling milk on the fire. So what happened at that time? Krishna got angry. Look how she treated me. I was so happily drinking her milk and she treated me like that. So he picked up a stone and broke the pot of butter, milk, anger. Kamsa was commanding, arrest them, do this, do that. Kill Ugrasen, kill Vasudev. Like he started to shout from there. And Krishna just couldn't control himself. Just jumped onto the stage and killed Kamsa. Rodra Ras, anger. Bibhatsa, ghastly. Keshi came to confront with Krishna. And Krishna beat him so bad that nothing of Keshi's form was left. It was just a lump of flesh and some bone. What a ghastly sight, yeah? And it landed in front of Kamsa. And Kamsa, it's so ghastly. Bibhatsa. Bhayanak, frightening. Mother Yashoda is chasing Krishna, caught him with a stick in her hand. Krishna, shatanka netram, with a frightened eyes, Krishna is looking at his mother. Fear and karun, pathos. So in this way, there are seven secondary mellows. And drama means, or Krishna's pastimes are just a combination of these mellows. Krishna is dealing with his devotees in a different ways in Mukha Ras. And Krishna's actions with the devotees and others are creating these different Gauna Rasas. And everything becomes so interesting. So, this is how drama or Krishna's... Actually, drama, Krishna's Leela in the material platform is presented as drama. Actually, the real drama is Krishna's pastimes. And so, a good drama... One aspect of a drama is excitement. Excitement or entertainment. We enjoy watching the drama. So similarly, Krishna's pastimes are meant for giving pleasure to his devotees. Iti driksha lilabhir ananda kunde. Saghoshang nimajjantam. In this way, Itidrik Shalilabhir, through his pastimes. Shaghosham Nimajjantam, Krishna drowns his Saghosham, his devotees, in Anandakunde, in an ocean of joy, ocean of bliss. So that is the purpose of Krishna's pastimes. The devotees become so happy, so joyful, hearing about Krishna's pastimes, seeing Krishna's pastimes. And non-devotees become even more inimical. That is another wonderful thing about Krishna's pastime. When Krishna comes, devotees become attracted to him and demons become inimical towards him. And the other aspect of drama is, or other aspect of Krishna's pastimes is, education. Krishna teaches something through his pastimes. What do we learn when you see Krishna's pastimes? Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Don't we learn that? That's the education. Education. Who is Krishna? Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Through his pastimes, that becomes completely confirmed. Krishna's pastimes are just making us understand that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's all-powerful. He's omniscient. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. And he's all-attractive. He is all-merciful. He is reservoir of pleasure. So this is how we get to know Krishna, when we are exposed to Krishna's pastimes. And then you get to also know the need or importance of surrendering to Krishna. Did it happen? So through these pastimes, did you get some hearing these pastimes? Did you enjoy? We enjoy hearing Krishna, about Krishna's pastimes. And did you learn something? At least when I asked about enjoyment, there was one or two hari bowls. But this time, no bowls. So, anyway, Mounang Shammati Lakshanam. So this is how we learn to surrender, learn to love Krishna, learn to appreciate Krishna, recognize that he is the Supreme Personality of God. Prior to that, we had so many misconceptions. We thought there are so many Supreme Personality of Godheads. I was trying to remember one famous Bengali saying. Khujicho Ishwar, Ya Chhadi Khujicho Ishwar, that is there. Jai Hok. Anyway. Even common people, now they found so many Bhagavans. This Bhagavan, that Bhagavan, and so forth. But in course of time we saw this Bhagavan died out of cancer. That Bhagavan died out of tuberculosis. That Bhagavan committed suicide. So this is how all these Bhagavans are disappearing one after another. But Krishna is permanently there. And Krishna didn't have to become Bhagavan. This Bhagavan became Bhagavan because he went to Himalayas and he stayed there for 20 years. So now he has become Bhagavan. No, Bhagavan is Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarvakarana Karanam. That is Bhagavan. Sarvakarana Karanam is the cause of all causes. He is the supreme creator. He is maintaining everything. All these arrangements are made by Him. And the more we hear about that, the more we feel grateful towards Krishna. Krishna, we are so kind. You have done so much for us. You are taking care of us in so many ways, so many wonderful ways. Therefore, manasa deho geho jo kichu mor orpilu tu apode nanda kishore. Just let's offer our mind, our body, our home, whatever is mine, I'm offering it to you. So that is surrender. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach us this surrender. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Jibe Daya Kori, Shapar Shad Shiyodham, Shaho Avotori. Uttanto durlabho prem koribare dan shikhaye sharanagati bhakotero pran. He is teaching us the process of sharanagati. So we must remember that we are here, we are in ISKCON simply for this purpose. There may be other attractions to become attracted to Krishna. In the early days, many devotees became attracted to ISKCON or joined ISKCON, being attracted by prasad. They loved the prasad that was served in America. Being attracted by prasad, they joined. Some join maybe thinking that, well, these guys seem to be really enjoying, so let me also join them. Yes, many devotees join because of that. They feel that these people really know how to enjoy. They can chant and they can sing and dance. And they really know how to enjoy. So they join because of that. Many joined because there is a possibility of going to America. Many also joined. There are many beautiful girls here. Yes. Devotees joined thinking that, oh, there are so many beautiful girls. So anyway, for various reasons, like those reasons are artha, artharthi, jigyasu, and jnani. Chaturvidha bhajante mam, jana sukritina arjuna. Because they have joined their sukritina. Whatever the attraction was for, that created their punya, sukriti, paiti. Whether this is being distressed, whether for the sake of getting money, artharthi, being curious, jigyasu, or being situated in knowledge. But these are the secondary reasons for joining, or objective for joining. But what is the main objective? Main objective is to develop our love for Krishna. So this is how Krishna has created this wonderful arrangement. And but then when one becomes fixed up, when one gets to hear about Krishna, then the attraction develops. Attachment to Krishna develops. Then all the other attachments, all the other things become secondary. In course of time, all the secondary purposes disappear because there is a higher taste. Krishna consciousness gives us such a wonderful taste. Loving Krishna, we derive such a wonderful taste that everything else becomes secondary. Except in taste for Mahaprasad. That keeps on increasing. But that also, initially, we are attracted to Mahaprasad because of its relishable taste. But then we get to know Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmane Vaishnave Salpa Punna Vatan Rajan Vishashanaiva Jayate Vishash. The Vishwas, the faith increases. This is Krishna's mercy. That's why the attraction. In the form of this Mahaprasad, we are getting Krishna's mercy. Prasad means mercy. Prasade sarva dukkhanam hanirappasya jayate. So the point is that we have come to ISKCON no matter for whatever reason, but we must develop our love for Krishna. And then we become situated in proper knowledge. We get to see what is going on is in the name of religion, in the name of spiritual activities, simply waste of time. And even cheating is going on. Prithivite jato kichu dharmo name chale Bhagavat kahitaha paripurna chale. Whatever is going on in this world in the name of dharma, in the name of religion, is full of deception, full of cheating. Because that dharma is how to enjoy the material nature. Dharma, artha, kama. Enjoy the material nature. What is going on in the name of dharma? God, give me this, give me that. As if we are making a business with the Supreme Personality of God. Give me this. Demanding. And sometimes, you give me this, I'll give you that. Or the condition is even before. I am giving you this, you give me that. I am giving you 20 rupees, now you give me 200 rupees. That is not dharma, that is business. But in ISKCON we get to learn that that is not the purpose of dharma. The purpose of dharma is purpose of dharma is to develop our love for Krishna. Bhagavad dharma. And that dharma is when all other dharmas are given up. Sarva dharman parityajya. Giving up all other so-called religions. And Bhagavatam is saying the same thing. Dharma prajjito koitabha. Give up all those so-called activities that goes on in the name of dharma. Prajjita and their koitava, cheating. Because they are cheating business, they are not real dharma. Then only we become situated in real dharma. When the heart becomes nirmatsaranam satam, then only Vedam Vastava Matra Vastu. Then only we get to know Vastava Vastu, the absolute truth. What if, who is the absolute truth? Krishna. As long as our hearts are contaminated, we won't be able to understand Krishna. But when the hearts are purified, then only we are qualified to understand Krishna. Vedam Vastava Matra Vastu Shivadam Taputrayanan Balanam. Then only we become free from threefold miseries and we experience real peace within ourselves, Shivadam. And then only it brings all auspiciousness. So this is why we are in ISKCON. So please become fixed up on your main business. Yes, we also have a business. What is that business? Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kuru nandana. That Vyavasayatmika buddhi, Krishna consciousness mentality, is just one point. Krishnaika saranam. Taking shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So please carry this understanding with you from this seminar and other seminars. You have been, I noticed, all of you have been very attentive. Like, I was very impressed to see that how everyone is listening so attentively. Although it was so hot and actually this time of the year I heard that can get even more hot, but it was quite pleasant this time. And anyway, so we had, at least I had, a very nice time with all of you. And so some questions, as I told you, I'll answer some questions. So, Bhakti Vilas Das, so, he is saying, Guru Maharaj, apnar kripay Krishna Bhakti korar mahashujog peyechi. Bhagavan bolechen, amader shuddho bhakter seva korle ami khushi hobo. Ekhon kon seva korle apnar khushi korte parbo. To ami bolbo, Srila Prabhupada je nirdeshgulo diyechen, ki holo? Ekhon bolchi, kobita ekhon porar shomoy. Acha. Okay, yeah, give it to him. Let it, keep it. I'll read it later. I pore pore dekhbo. So, the question is that Krishna said that when one serves his pure devotees, he becomes pleased. So he is asking, which service will make you happy? Okay? 16 rounds every day, preferably in the morning. First service. Follow the four regulative principles. Second service. Read Prabhupada's books. Third service. And render service to Srila Prabhupada's mission by spreading Krishna consciousness. Fourth service. So Bhaktivilas Das, at least four service you got. So render these four service very nicely. Okay? Not only him, everybody. And then I'll be very pleased. Okay, there are two questions from the morning. Hare Krishna, this is from Jyoti Manwani. Where is Jyoti? Jyoti Manwani? Okay, how to balance our spiritual and material life? How to prioritize in this material world that we are living in? So, there is, instead of trying to balance, try to dovetail. Dovetail means, instead of doing it for yourself, do it for Krishna. Whatever you're doing, you have two options open to you. Either you can do it for yourself or you can do it for Krishna. So do everything for Krishna. Jat karosi jadasnasi. So that is the best solution. So Mayank Kumar, Mayank, what's the matter? Anyway, I am staying at voice base since last 4 years. I am facing problem in my chanting, especially in morning, like sleeping or mind stuck somewhere. Thus, it takes me minimum 2.5 hours for chanting. I am still not able to forgive out how much hours I should sleep. Please guide me. So now you are not here, how am I going to guide you? Okay, even if it is taking 2.5 hours, chant your rounds. And if you're feeling sleepy, sleep. Sleep, but chant. How many hours can you sleep? Can you sleep for 12 hours? No. Can you sleep for 10 hours? No. At the most, one can sleep for 8 hours. So you have 16 hours. So out of 16 hours, will it be difficult to find 2.5 hours? Lal Govinda Das. Where is Lal Govinda Das? Okay. You wrote a novel here. Let me see if I can get the... My concern is to your 15 morning lecture when you discussed about the role of sun rays in the growth and development of agricultural crops, which is through the process of photosynthesis. At the same time, you are discussing about the role of moonlight, the creation of nectar during night time. Agriculture, okay, related to modern agricultural science, the role of moonlight in nectar formation is not well studied, while Vedic literature had already documented many years ago. Under the context, I am eager to know the following points from your good self. One, please provide your valuable comments on how moon actually creates nectar of any plant, please enrich me by explaining any involvement and physiological process like photosynthesis in case of sunlight, etc. You see, photosynthesis and things, they are just the outcome that by modern means, technological means, they have found out. So the same way we can say the real way is the juice in the fruit. Is it coming from photosynthesis? No. Right? So photosynthesis, what is happening, sun's energy is retained in the cellulose of the trees. The leaves are transforming sun's energy through photosynthesis into the energy which comes out in the form of fire. Right? But the juice of a fruit or the juice that you get in grains, that's not coming from sun. That's not a result of photosynthesis. That is coming from moon. All right? Now, if you want to find out technologically, then find some machine and measure it. Is the moon we normally talk is the same as moon Chandra Loka described in Vedic literature? Yes. The moon we talk about is Chandra Loka. The moon that you see there is Chandra Loka. What the modern scientists are saying, that they have gone to the moon, that's not that moon. That moon is farther away from sun. This moon is farther away from sun. So how can it be? How can they go there? Another thing is the moon planet is so cold that before their spacecraft goes there, it'll just get pulverized. So, like, interestingly, most of the Americans today, actually 20 years back, there was a Gallup poll in America. And in the Gallup poll, the result came out, 33% Americans don't believe that they went to moon. And now the number has increased even more. And people are already questioning. Well, when you went to moon, you said that you'll go and set up your colony there, and people were even thinking of buying land in moon. Then why did you give out those projects? Now moon is not good enough. Now let's go to Mars. Mars is not good enough. These are all cheating. So anyway, we are not here to expose their cheating, but at least we know that what they're saying, what they're claiming, is just a bunch of nonsense. Does moon has its own light? I am confused with many issues related to moon. Guru Maharaj kindly discussed these to clear my mind. Yes, moon also has its own light. But that light is being reflected. Reflecting sun's light. All the luminaries are deriving their light from sun. Sun is the source of light in this universe. And what the sun is doing? Sun is deriving his light, its light, from Brahma Jyoti. Sun is reflecting Brahma Jyoti. And all the luminaries are deriving their light from sun. For example, fire is a source of light. Just consider where the fire comes from. Wood. How does the wood get the fire? Or wood burn? As I said, sun's energy is stored in the cellulose of the wood of the tree. And then under certain condition, that's energy comes out, that is fire. Same thing is with coal, same thing is with petrol, same thing is all inflammable. Apurva, how should we increase our remembrance to Krishna? By manmana bhava, with your mind you always think of Krishna. Read about Krishna, hear about Krishna. By doing that you can increase, that's how only your remembrance will increase. Right? If you are absorbed in other activities of this material nature that doesn't have any relationship with Krishna, how can those activities increase your remembrance? Sometimes we hear that the Chaturbhuha expanded in Dwarka. Are these personalities, Pradyumna and Aniruddha, part of Chaturbhuha? Yes. The Chaturbhuha are four personalities: Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. The four of them are known as Chaturbhuha. We hear that chanting Hare Krishna is like churning milk ocean before nectar comes out. Before nectar comes out, lot of poison also comes out. But another consideration is, when we commit offenses, then also the life is filled with what is that? Malar, tala of anarthas. Filled with what anarthas? Okay, filled with anarthas. Okay. So my question is, how to understand whether my chanting is going in right direction? Keep on chanting and then you will see. By chanting, what Mahaprabhu gave in Shikshashtakam is happening. Cheto darpana marjanam. Whether the mirror of the mind is getting cleansed. Bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. Whether material suffering is decreasing. Shreya Koirava Chandrika Vitaranam, and so forth. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam, whether you're feeling the ecstasy. Even. So these are the signs of pure chanting. Okay? So the result of chanting will be manifest in that way. Anvesh. Anvesh from Kolkata. Krishna is Lila Purushottam and doesn't bother to follow the mundane moral codes. Yet, it says in Bhagavad Gita that he follows all the rules and regulations in order to set example. How is this statement valid? It appears contradictory. Yes, Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, he was not presenting his Lila Purushottam aspect. There he is teaching us about the principle of karma jnana leading to bhakti. So therefore Krishna is saying, jajjad acharati srishtas tattat leve taro jana. That is Krishna in Kurukshetra. But Lila Purushottam Krishna is Krishna in Vrindavan. But the point is not how Krishna is saying what, but how we are looking at Krishna's activities. Are we looking at Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or are we looking at Krishna as one of us? If we look at Krishna as one of us, another human being, then the whole purpose will be lost. The purpose of Bhagavad Gita will be lost, purpose of Bhagavatam will be lost. So recognize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore he can act any way he wants. We have to understand that. When your father acts in a certain way, do you question his activity? Or can you criticize your father's activity? Does a good son do that? Does he challenge, why did you do this? No. Because he has respect for his father, he accepts whatever his father is doing, especially when the father is an ideal father. So Krishna is ideal personality in all respects. So why should he question Krishna's activity? Why should he try to judge Krishna from our perspective? Yes, in our platform, to have an affair without getting married to that lady is immoral. From our platform. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the supreme proprietor. He owns everything. Therefore, Krishna can do whatever he wants with anybody he wants. So if Krishna is in everyone's heart, if we accept that, Krishna is in everyone's heart. And then if Krishna dance with that person, can there be something wrong? Krishna is already there in that person's heart. That person already belongs to Krishna. And Krishna's dealings with his devotees is not like our mundane relationships. I try to remember one thing. Our mundane relationships are relationships between two bodies. Whereas relationship with Krishna, relationship of Krishna with his devotees is a pure spiritual relationship. It's a matter of spirit soul. It's not a matter of body meeting. Krishna is not meeting the dancing with the gross material bodies of the gopis. These gopis are all liberated, pure spirit souls. They are completely spiritual. That is what we have to recognize. And that's why Srimad Bhagavatam kept this 10th canto in such a secretive way. That is where we have to understand. To understand Krishna, we have to recognize that Krishna is beyond this material nature. So, during the course of devotional service, if it so happens that we are thoroughly misunderstood, and even it is not our mistake, we are blamed for it, and we have to bend down and beg forgiveness without any fault. That time it gives a lot of pain to the heart and make us feel without any reason we had to through so much hardship. My question is how to take this situation in a right spirit and keep on serving selflessly. Okay, this is Ballabh Chaitanya Das. Where is Ballabh Chaitanya? Okay. Yeah, the answer to that, Ballabh Chaitanya, Trinadopi Sunichena Tararai Vashahishna. That's why that verse is so important. Yes, in the material nature we may be misunderstood. Just consider Krishna is misunderstood. Right? So what to speak of us? Krishna has been subjected to all kinds of criticism. And how did Krishna take that? Krishna took it to the right spirit. Does it answer your question? Pallab? Hare Krishna. Krishnarchandas, the pastimes of Krishna mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam are very sweet. However, the stories of Mahabharata sounds to be more thrilling and gripping. Why is it so? Can we also hear Mahabharata? Yes, I gave a seminar on Mahabharata. You didn't participate in that? I started to give seminars based on telling stories, so to say, with Ramayana. Then Mahabharata. Then I came to Krishna's pastimes. So, you see, Mahabharata is more exciting probably because it is more elaborate. Mahabharata is more elaborate. Whereas Srimad Bhagavatam is more concise, like, and it is more philosophy and more informations. Mahabharata is more narration of activities and incidents. Yes, that's why, and that's why Mahabharata is meant for Stri Vaishya Tatha Sudra. So it's meant for less intelligent class of people. A child likes to hear stories, but grown-ups, they like to hear philosophy. So many questions are coming. Anyway, let's see. Shulakshana Dhumal. Okay. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam Guru Maharaj. You said Rukmini is Goddess Durga. Did I say Rukmini is Goddess Durga? You said, is that Rukmini you said? Rukmini is Goddess Durga, is that right? Take the mic.
Is it Lakshmi? Lakshmi.
But why did you say the Durga here?
No, it is wrongly written Durga. It is actually Lakshmi.
Lakshmi, okay.
But I got the answer.
That makes a big difference.
Yeah, I know. I got the answer. You previously answered one question.
Okay, thank you.
I got the answer. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, listening so carefully. हिंदी में क्वेश्चन आया बेगर नाम ठीक है भगवान जिन असुरों को वध करते हैं उनका उद्धार होता है तो फिर भगवान धोबी का और धनुर्यज्ञ में सैनिकों का वध किया है और कोई राजाओं का वध किया उसका भी उद्धार हुआ है क्या नहीं हाँ उद्धार हुआ वो लोग ब्रह्म ज्योति में लीन हो गया दो तरीका का उद्धार होता है एक ब्रह्म ज्योति में लीन होना मतलब अपना आइडेंटिटी को सैक्रिफाइस करके स्पिरिचुअल सुसाइड करना यह एक तरीका का, और दूसरा तरीका का है भगवान के पास भगवान के भक्त के रूप में वैकुंठ में गए। तो जो लोग ऐसे भगवान का विरोधी था लेकिन भगवान वध करने से उनको भी मुक्ति मिला, बल्कि वो मुक्ति साजुज मुक्ति मिला। असीम कृष्ण दास थैंक्स फॉर नाइस क्लासेस, वुड यू प्लीज एक्सप्लेन इलाबोरेटली व्हाट इज द रियल मीनिंग ऑफ जवन एंड म्लेच्छ। या जवनर्स आर दोज हु आर अनक्लीन एंड डू नॉट एक्सेप्ट द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड, एंड म्लेच्छस आर दोज हु आर मीट ईटर्स। सो दीज आर द टू डेफिनेशंस ऑफ जवनर्स एंड म्लेच्छस अकॉर्डिंग टू द वैदिक स्क्रिप्चर्स। इन सिंपल वर्ड्स, those who don't accept the supreme personality of Godhead or the teachings of the Vedas, they're javanas. And those who are fond of eating meat, they're mlechchas. Then Sam Madhusudan from Chennai so it must have come from the internet. Dear Guru Maharaj, I have a question regarding Gadadhar, regarding Govardhan pastimes. When Srinivas Acharya went to Govardhan, what was his experience like? When he saw Krishna, what was the realization? Well, Shyam Madhusudan, I have to discuss about this. So I'll phone you sometime and discuss about this answer, because I do not quite remember Srinivas Acharya's visit to Govardhan. Thank you so much. So next question, Abhishek. Where is Abhishek? Okay. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Thank you Maharaj for such wonderful narrations of Krishna's pastimes. We hear that Krishna descends on this planet with his eternal associates. On the other hand, it is also said that Devaki and Vasudev had to perform austerities in their previous birth to have Krishna as their son. If devotees like Devaki and Vasudev had to perform austerities, how can they also be eternal associates as the Lord, of the Lord as well? Yeah, yesterday I briefly answered that. You see, when Krishna comes, sometimes Krishna comes with his eternal associates from the spiritual world. And sometimes a person from the material platform, by performing austerities and penances, they get elevated, right? And they get a chance to play the roles of certain devotees. You get the point? So, and sometimes it also happens that eternal father and mother, Devaki and Vasudev, comes with Krishna. And someone from this planet, by performing austerities, they get a chance to merge into them, become one with them. Spiritually that is possible. And they get to experience Krishna as their son. It is not that like every time Krishna comes, he has to have a new set of father and mother. But set of father and mother is there. All the eternal associates are there. But some sadhakas get a chance to play certain role in Krishna's pastimes. All right. Jayesh Das. Okay. Pradyumna in one hand is Kamdev, but in the other hand is Vishnu Tattva. Well, Kamdev got to play the role of Pradyumna. You get it? As I was saying. Kamdev is, who is Kamdev? Is a demigod. A demigod is getting a chance to play this role of Krishna's son. So, and when he is playing that role, he is a Vishnu, he is Vishnu Tattva. Right? Kamdev is Jiva Tattva, yes. So, is Pradyumna, there is a mix of Jiva Tattva and Vishnu Tattva, is it? Yes. Second question, as long as there is a tinge of desire to enjoy this material nature, one cannot enter the spiritual world. Yes. But the thing is that when we are sincere and in our endeavor, we cannot become completely free from material contamination, then Krishna takes up care and frees us from those contaminations. Krishna can do that. Like if somebody is 60% pure, but he's sincere, then Krishna at the time of his death can take care of that 40%. But the point is, we cannot enter into the spiritual world with any material contamination in us. To enter into the spiritual world, we have to become completely purified. But by the mercy of Krishna and Krishna's devotees, although we may not be completely pure, we can become pure. Divya Radhika Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. You explained that the demons come at the beginning of creation. You also explained that Dwapar Yuga comes after Treta Yuga because Krishna appears in this cycle. Assuming that the demons come in every cycle, why does Krishna not appear in every cycle? No, Krishna doesn't need to come himself to kill the demons. Krishna has his way of killing the demons. So he incarnates, not he himself. But his incarnations, like say for example, Nrisingadev king, right? For example, Varahadev king. For example, Parashuram came. So they are killing the demons, right? But Krishna doesn't himself have to. And actually, Krishna doesn't kill the demons. The killing the demons is the business of Vishnu. So Vishnu in Krishna kills those demons. Krishna himself doesn't kill the demons. He simply is enjoying. All he's concerned about is enjoying. This kind of business is not. Graham from London. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. You have explained why we should not form attachments because we must leave them behind when we leave this material world. You also explain that to help our spiritual advancement, we should have association with other devotees. Please explain how we can form association with other devotees without forming attachment to them. Yeah. See, attachment is bound to be there. Graham, I think it's from you, yeah? Yeah. So, thank you. So, attachment will happen. You know, any relationship is based on attachment. Right? Whenever you develop some relationship, there's bound to be attachment. But those attachments should not be the permanent attachments. Right. Those attachments should be based on Krishna in the center. Right? Like, devotee develops attachment to a devotee. Why? Because the attitude is something like, you love Krishna, I love Krishna, therefore we are friends. Right? Just like you love golf, I love golf, therefore we are friends. Right? So that is, we have a common objective for relationship. And as a devotee, we must try to develop those relationships. Again, we go back to the same point. We can develop relationships based on our body. Right? Those relationships are material. But we can develop relationship based on Krishna. Those relationships are spiritual. Right? So this is Bangladeshi Bhaktadir Pokkho Theke Bimala Prasad Das. Okay. Guru Maharaj Kripa Purvak Amade Ridai Udgorito Bhakti Purno Shash. Ridai Udgorito. Okay. New word. Shashrata Pranati Grohankun Gaut Chardin Apna Srimukh Theke Shri Krishna Lilamrita Sudha. পান করে আমাদের হৃদয়ের আকাঙ্ক্ষা পরিতৃপ্ত হয়েছে। কিন্তু অগণিত বাংলাদেশ ভক্তরা এই অনুষ্ঠানে না আসতে পারায় তারা এই অমৃত সুধা থেকে বঞ্চিত হয়েছে। তাই সকল বাংলাদেশি ভক্তদের পক্ষ থেকে আপনার কাছে একটি প্রার্থনা করছি, আপনার পরবর্তী বাংলাদেশে সফরের সময় আপনার অনুমতি পেলে এই বিষয়ের উপর সেমিনার আপনার আবির্ভাব স্থান কুঠিতে আয়োজন করে সকল বাংলাদেশি ভক্তদের মনোবাঞ্ছা পূর্ণ করার নিমিত্তে আপনার সশ্রদ্ধ সম্মতি প্রার্থনা করছি। এটা তো সশ্রদ্ধ সম্মতি মনে হচ্ছে না, এটা মনে হচ্ছে দৃঢ়তাপূর্বক আদেশ। একই সাথে একটি প্রশ্নের উত্তর পেলে নিজেকে কৃতার্থ মনে করব। গতকালের ক্লাসে আমরা জানতে পেরেছি যে রাধা ও কৃষ্ণের দুইটি অঙ্গের মিলিত রূপ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু হিসেবে প্রকাশ পায়। তাহলে কি মহাপ্রভুর প্রকাশ দ্বাপর যুগে শেষে হয়েছে? গুরু মহারাজ একটু ব্যাখ্যা করলে, না না, এটাও নিত্য, মহাপ্রভুর রূপটাও নিত্য, রাধাকৃষ্ণের মিলিত তনু নিত্য। দ্য কোয়েশ্চেন ইজ দ্যাট ইয়েস্টারডে ইন দ্য ক্লাস ইউ মেনশন দ্যাট রাধা অ্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ, ওয়েন রাধা অ্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ ইউনাইট, দ্যাট ইজ শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু। Then does it mean that the manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened towards the end of Dwapar Yuga? Towards the end of Dwapar Yuga it manifested here, but in the spiritual world it's always there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always there. Radha and Krishna are Radha Krishna প্রণয় বিকৃতির লাদিনী শক্তির অস্মাদ একাত মানবোপি ভুবি পুরা দেহ ভেদঙ্গত চৈতন্যাক্ষং প্রকট মধুনা তদ্দয়ং চৈক্যমাপ্তম রাধা ভাবদ্যুতি সুবলিতং নৌমি কৃষ্ণ স্বরূপ। সো রাধা অ্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ শক্তি অ্যান্ড শক্তিমান, ভূবি পুরা দেহ ভেদং গত তো, দেয় শক্তি অ্যান্ড শক্তিমান বিকেম সেপারেটেড, অ্যান্ড চৈতন্যাক্ষং প্রকট মধুনা, বাট নাও দে হ্যাভ ম্যানিফেস্টেড অ্যাজ শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, অ্যাজিউমিং দ্য মুড অ্যান্ড কমপ্লেকশন অফ শ্রীমতী রাধারানী। ইন দ্য স্পিরিচুয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড দের ইজ অ্যান অ্যাবোড অফ চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, ইন গোলোক Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has his Navadvip. Just as Krishna has Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu has Navadvip. Both are in Golok. One side of Golok is Vrindavan, one side of Golok is Navadvip. And in Navadvip, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eternally present. Bimala Bhakti Dasi. Is Bimala Bhakti here? Okay. Anyway, Hare Krishna Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much for the wonderful seminar. My question is regarding preaching. If we try to convince someone to chant 16 rounds and accept a spiritual master, but if they say that chanting 4 rounds attentively is better than chanting 16 rounds inattentively, then how to convince them? Yes, chanting 4 rounds is attentively is better than chanting 16 rounds inattentively. But chanting 16 rounds attentively is better than chanting 4 rounds attentively. And we have to chant 16 rounds because that's what Prabhupada suggested. If we want to join ISKCON, we have to follow Prabhupada's instruction. There is no room for questioning that or altering that. Prabhupada said it, that's 16 round is must. And not inattentive 16 rounds, attentive 16. And those who say that I'll chant 4 rounds attentively, you can rest assured that they are not going to chant 4 rounds attentively. If they are not serious about chanting 16 rounds attentively, they are not going to chant 4 rounds attentively. They are simply trying to find an excuse. So you be strict with them. Tell them that, well, if you want to join ISKCON, if you want to really advance in spiritual life, if you really want to receive Prabhupada's mercy, then this is the condition. No compromise. So next question, Devashish Krishna Das. Okay. Dear Guru Maharaj, Dhanavad Pranam. Guru Maharaj, last year you told that devotees become valuable when they offer valuable service. Today we learn that devotees are not concerned about any material skills, qualification or externals. How our service can become valuable without any material qualification? When you serve Krishna with sincerity, that becomes the qualification. Do you need any qualification to wash pots in the kitchen? Devashish Krishna. Then, do you need any qualification to clean the temple? Do you need any material qualification to make garlands? Do you need any material qualification to serve Krishna in the altar? So, if you have material qualification, you can use that. But that is also secondary. Like, you know, a few of the boys went from here to Orlando. They're engineers and highly qualified devotees. But you know what they're doing? Cutting grass, cutting trees, repairing the houses, and washing pots, cutting vegetables. So, and of course, in due course of time, you know, those who are, say, civil engineers, we'll engage them in the appropriate service. But devotional service, whatever is needed to be done, do it. Right? That's what devotional service is. But if you're skilled, that's very good. And you engage your skill in that service. Thank you. Amit Bikram Das Panihati. Where is Amit Bikram? Okay. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, amar dhanyabad pranam grahan korben. Apnar sundar mukhasthito amrito moy bani কৃষ্ণলীলা অত্যন্ত সুন্দর লাগছে, কিন্তু খারাপ লাগছে আজ তার শেষ দিন। গুরু মহারাজ, আমার প্রশ্ন, বংশী আগের লীলায় কে ছিলেন এবং বংশী কৃষ্ণের অত্যন্ত প্রিয় কেন? বংশী মিন্স ব্যাম্বু। দ্য কোয়েশ্চেন ইজ দ্যাট হোয়াই দ্য ফ্লুট ইজ সো ডিয়ার টু কৃষ্ণ, বিকজ কৃষ্ণ হ্যাজ এ ভেরি ইন্টিমেট রিলেশনশিপ উইথ দ্য ব্যাম্বু ফ্যামিলি। That's why whenever he comes, he lets bamboo to be with him. When he came as Lord Ramchandra, the bamboo became his bow. When he came as Krishna Chandra, bamboo became his flute. And when he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bamboo became his sannas danda. পুষ্প গোপাল দাস, ওকে, হরে কৃষ্ণ গুরু মহারাজ, হু আর দ্য এইট গোপীজ ট্রান্সফর্ম ইন্টু এইট মহার মহিষীজ অফ লর্ড কৃষ্ণ? দোজ এইট গোপীজ আর ললিতা, বিশাখা, নো আই এম সরি, রাধা, চন্দ্রাবলী, বিশাখা, ললিতা, and I have to see who are the other four. So they are the principal gopis who became queens. Question, Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Question, this is from Shaili. Okay, the rasas are mentioned, are they different from Anand? Yes, rasas are the basis of Anand. Due to rasas, one experiences Anand. Okay? Like, there is a rasa, sakya rasa, friendship. But through friendly exchanges, they experience joy. Then question two, are there two meanings of what is that? Two meanings of dharma. Because sometimes I heard that dharma also means from somewhere for kartavya. Yeah, dharma can also mean the qualities that are inherent in a substance. The qualities inherent. Like, there is liquidity in water. That is dharma of water. Burning is the dharma of fire. Similarly, jivas have the inherent characteristics of loving. And when that love is offered to Krishna, that becomes the dharma of the jiva. But what you are saying also, okay, that is duty, not, yeah, as you said, kartavya. Sometimes the duties are also considered to be dharma. Like you are a brahmana, these are your duties. So that is your dharma. You are a kshatriya, these are your duties. That's your dharma. So, okay. Please accept my humble obeisances, Guru Maharaj. This is from Sudevi. Who is Sudevi? Okay. Please accept my humble obeisances, Guru Maharaj. My question is, though Surpanakha was a demon, but why did she want Ramchandra as a husband? Did you read Ramayana or hear Ramayana? Surpanakha when she saw Ramchandra, she became so attracted. So she approached Ramchandra. "Will you please marry me?" So Ramchandra said, "Look, I already have my wife with me. If you marry me, there'll be problems. Because it's not good to have a co-wife. So my brother is single, so you can marry him," pointing out to Lakshman. So Suparnakhar approached Lakshman. So Lakshman said, "You see, I am with my elder brother, and I'm like his servant. So if you marry me, then you'll become a servant's wife. So it won't be a very nice position." So in this way, they started to joke with Suparnakha. And Suparnakha considered that Sita was the cause of all her problems. So she, assuming that gigantic demoniac form, she wanted to swallow Sita. So at that time, Lakshman cut her nose and ears. So now you understand why Suparnakha wanted. She was a demon, but even the demons can fall in love with the Supreme Personality of God. Ashapurna Devi Dasi. Where is Ashapurna? Anyway. Hare Krishna, my dearest Guru Maharaj, out of my ignorance, I want to ask you one question. Please enlighten. Itne seva karne ke baad bhi Bhagwan hamare pariksha kyu lete hain? Bhagwan ka kaam hi hai pariksha lena. Taki hum log purna roop se परफेक्ट बन सके और जब तक हम परफेक्ट नहीं बनेंगे तब तक भगवान परीक्षा लेते ही रहेंगे और भगवान के साथ रहने पर भी भगवान परीक्षा लेते रहेंगे. जैसे भगवान रुक्मिणी को परीक्षा लिया, रुक्मिणी को बताया, "रुक्मिणी, व्हाई डिड यू मैरी मी? सी, आई एम coming from a not so high class family, I don't really have so many good qualities. I'm not so heroic. Now look at all those kings, those who wanted to marry you. They're coming from such exalted families. They are so heroic. They're so qualified." And in this way, Krishna was taking pariksha of Rukmini. But what happened to Rukmini? She just fainted. "Krishna, what are you talking about?" She couldn't hear it. So these are the tests that Krishna takes in order to increase our love for him. So whenever there is a pariksha, what is the purpose of pariksha? Purpose of pariksha is promotion. Hai na? Pariksha hota hai, aur uske baad promotion milta hai. तो भगवान जब परीक्षा लेते हैं तो हमको समझना होगा कि ये भगवान का प्रमोशन देने का तरीका है. थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच. सो आई कवर्ड ऑल द क्वेश्चंस. सो नाउ वी कैन एंड द यू हैव मोर क्वेश्चंस. ओके. ओके. Aditya Kumar. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much for providing us an opportunity to hear from your lotus mouth. My question is, when we get an option to serve during the class hours, I mostly get confused as I want to hear now and later I should render services. I feel this is due to my fallen nature. Kindly enlighten me How should I act in this confusing situation? Okay, if some service comes during the class, you can tell your temple authority to give you the service after the class is over. Okay? So, but if there is no other way that you have to take do the service during the class, then you can ask one of your colleagues to record the class so that you can hear it afterwards. But better still is, let everybody be engaged in serving, listening to the class. And if at all, sometimes what happens in the kitchen service, they have to be there during the class. So then also there should be arrangements for giving the recording facility so that they can hear in the kitchen. Generally we make that arrangement. Don't we have that arrangement here? Chaitanya Priyadash. Okay. Pujavad Guru, Srila Prabhupada Varnashram Dharmir Madhye Garhostho Ashram ke anek mullayito korechen. Amra kibhabe grihostho ashrame sokole oikkyobodh hoye ISKCON mission ke egiye nite pari. Chesta koro ami ar ki bolbo. Just try to work cooperatively in grihostho ashram to serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada. And as you said, like, try to serve with a spirit of unity. Don't fight among yourselves. Often, everything gets spoiled because the devotees fight. Try to avoid that as much as possible. Respected Guru Maharaj, Pranam, many devotees are happy to see me, but some devotees are who ignore me and make faces. How should I deal with them? I don't want to do any Vaishnava aparadha. Whose question is this? So she's saying that somebody likes him, somebody doesn't like him, they make faces at him. Okay, so tell them not to make faces at you and beg them that they like you and ask them how can you act in such a way that they like you? Next one is from Palak, Surat. Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my most humble obeisances. Through your classes, I felt like I was in Vrindavan at places where Krishna performed his pastimes. Question: we face such demons every day in our lives. The people who do not believe in Krishna or God, how to deal with them and what distance should we maintain from them? Yeah, those who are offensive to Krishna, we should avoid them. Avoid them. Don't deal with them unless it is absolutely necessary. Right? Then request. May you please tell us about Dhanukasura Vadh and its importance. Okay, I thought I was going to end the class now. Okay, Dhanukasura. Dhanuka means an ass, donkey. There was a demon, Kansa's associate, Dhanuka, who used to live in Tal forest in Vrindavan. And he would not let anybody take the tal fruits. Although they will just rot, falling from the tree, he wouldn't allow anyone to take that. So one day Krishna's friends told Krishna, "Krishna, we are so hungry, we want to eat something." Then one said, oh, there is a tal forest here. So there are lots of tal fruits. We can go there and eat. Another friend said, no, no, don't go there. There is this demon, Dhenukasura. He'll kill you. Then Balaram said, who? Dhenukasura? Who cares about Dhenukasura? Look, let's go. We'll eat tal fruit. You want to eat tal fruit, right? Okay, come, let's go. So they went, and Balaram started to shake the tal trees, and all the ripe tal fruit started to fall, making a thudding sound. Dhenukasura woke up, and he came out, and he saw that Balaram shaking the tree, and tal fruits are falling, and he became very angry, and he charged towards Balaram. Balaram caught him by his hind legs when he tried to kick Balaram, and he started to swing overhead and threw him. Dhenukasura is dead. So that is Dhenukasura Kahini. Now, Balaram did not kill many demons, and Dhenukasura is the first demon that he killed. Now, Bhaktivinod Thakur, in a book called Krishna Samhita, he is pointing out, who is Dhenukasura? Donkey, what does a donkey do? Unnecessarily, it carries the burden, thinking that if I don't carry the burden, I won't get the grass. My master won't give me grass and I will die. Right? But because he's a donkey, he doesn't realize that there are so many grass everywhere. He doesn't have to carry the big load of his master to get the grass. So that is stupidity, right? And what the donkeys are famous for? Don't we say he's fool like an ass? So we have our foolishness in us. And due to that foolishness, we think that we have to unnecessarily carry all this burden. Otherwise, we'll starve to death. And when, instead of using everything in Krishna's service, we just want to accumulate that. So then comes Balaram. Who is Balaram? Balaram is a spiritual master. And spiritual master kicks this demon of ignorance from our heart and enlightens us with Krishna consciousness. So, Dhenukasura ki jai. Sri Sri Radha, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Radha Krishna Chandra Das. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. Thanks. Anyway, when Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityaja, why Krishna asked Arjun to fight instead of saying Sarva Dharman Parityaja? Krishna pointed out to Arjun that you surrender unto me and do whatever I am telling. Right? That is the purpose. Like, then what did Krishna say, Arjun say after that? When he says Sarva Dharman Parityaja, Mamekam Sharanam Braja. What did Arjun say? Nashta Moha Smritir Labdha Tat Prasadat Mayachita. By your mercy, my moha, my illusion has been dispelled. I have regained my memory, Smritir Labdha. And Kodishe Vachanam Tava. I will act according to your instruction. You ask me to fight, I will fight. Okay? So, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Braja, the main emphasis is in Mamekam Sharanam Braja. Surrender unto me. Right? Harendra Krishna Dash. Okay. কৃপা লাগের আগে আমাদের যে ভক্তি জীবনে আগ্রহ থাকে, কিন্তু গুরু মহারাজ বিভিন্ন স্থানে প্রচার করতে গিয়ে দেখতে পাই গুরুদেবের কৃপা লাভের পর আমাদের ভক্তি জীবনের ঠিক মতো আগ্রহ থাকে না এবং গুরুদেবের আজ্ঞা পালন করতে চাই না, এই জন্য আমাদের কি করা উচিত? গুরু মহারাজ কৃপা করে বলবেন কি? সো হি সেইং দ্যাট ইন কোর্স অফ মাই প্রিচিং উই সি দ্যাট সামটাইমস ডিভোটিস আর নট ফলোয়িং দ্য ইনস্ট্রাকশন অফ স্পিরিচুয়াল মাস্টার অ্যান্ড এক্সিকিউটিং দ্য স্পিরিচুয়াল লাইফ প্রপারলি, সো হোয়াট শুড ই ডু? ট্রাই টু ইনস্ট্রাক্ট দেম অ্যাবাউট দ্য ইম্পর্টেন্স অফ ফলোয়িং দ্য প্রসেস প্রপারলি. Remind them that you have come to Krishna consciousness. Why are you not accepting it wholeheartedly? What will happen at the time of death? If death comes now, what will happen? You'll have to die without proper Krishna consciousness. Then the whole purpose of your existence will be lost. Gita Kirti Radhika Devi Dasi. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to you, Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Guru Maharaj, for such detailed explanation of Krishna's pastimes. You mentioned Rukmini prayed to Devi at the temple to help her get married to Lord Krishna. Guru Maharaj, I want to humbly ask you, how do we understand this? Did she have the knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Lord? Was she worshipping Devi? In this connection, should we as devotees of ISKCON observe Ganesh Chaturthi, Devi Navaratri, etc., understanding that all demigods are devotees of the Supreme Lord? Or should we chant extra rounds instead? Yeah. The first thing is, yes, she knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But due to Jogomaya's influence, she forgot that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She looked at Krishna as the person she loved, a person she wanted to marry. Right? And then it was a custom in the Kshatriya family to worship Durga. So demigod worship is prevalent in Vedic culture among people, common people. So she went to Devi worship. And she had full faith in Devi also. After all, who is Devi? She is Jogamaya. And with the mercy of Jogamaya, we can approach Krishna. So she is asking Devi. With that understanding. Now, as you ask, do we need to observe Ganesh Chaturthi and Navaratri, etc.? Not really necessary. But if we have to go there and worship them, then our mood should be Krishna Mati Rasti. Please bless us that I can get Krishna's lotus feet. So that is our attitude. Yes, we respect them. They are exalted personalities. They are also Krishna's representatives. So, does that answer your question? Okay. Ranapriya Das. Where is Ranapriya? Okay, anyway. Okay, good. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dhanavad Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavatam, when Aditi was worshipping Krishna, Aditi was worshipping Krishna as per his husband's instruction. And when Lord Vishnu appeared, he told that to keep his coming as a secret. However, when he was entering the womb, I read, Kashyapa Muni, could he see him entering. So please explain this. Of secrecy. On one hand, he didn't want to be revealed, but still Kashyapa Muni could see him. To tell you frankly, I don't understand which part it is. So, anyway, if read it more carefully and you'll get the answer. All right. I mean, if I had the book, then I could, because I cannot relate to that particular incident, so I wouldn't answer that question now. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please. Okay, Ram Charan Das. Where is Ram Charan? Okay. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Yesterday, you mentioned about coming on time in class. We delay our essential things in spiritual life. We delay our essential things in our spiritual life. How to overcome this tendency of postponing things? The tendency of overcome the tendency of postponing things is do it now. Do it right away. When some thing comes to be done, don't keep it pending. Do it right away. Mradul Paliwal. Where is okay, Mradul Paliwal? Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. Maharaj, my question is regarding liberation. As devotees are not concern about liberation, but for the sake of my university, for the sake of my curiosity, where does the devotees in this Mahaprabhu's go after liberation? To Krishna's planet or Mahaprabhu's abode? Please clarify. So the point is that when one becomes purified, when one becomes spiritually perfect, then he'll go to the spiritual world, but it's up to Krishna to decide. But since we are Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers, we will be desiring to go to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's loka. That is Golok Navadvip. And from Golok Navadvip, we'll also have access to Vrindavan. Those who are in Navadvip, they have access to Vrindavan. But those who are in Vrindavan, they may not have access to Navadvip. So getting the opportunity to be in Navadvip or follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is even more beneficial. Yash Soni. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. Guru Maharaj, as you mentioned today, that one may enter in Krishna consciousness by different desires like name, fame, curiosity, etc. Guru Maharaj, how can we stop ourselves from committing offenses against them as they are also devotees? As you mentioned today, that one may enter in Krishna consciousness by different desires like name, fame, curiosity, etc. Guru Maharaj, how can we stop ourselves from committing offenses against them as they are also devotees? Oh, so the point is, those who are coming for name, fame, etc., how can we stop committing offense to them? Yeah, be happy that they are here in Krishna consciousness. After all, Krishna is not lacking anything. If somebody wants something from Krishna, Krishna will give. And when Krishna gives, there's no need to be envious. All right? So I'll end the session with a little kirtan. I'll have a small kirtan because there's going to be a big kirtan afterwards. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare Ram.